Emergency responders in Pueblo report that the fast-moving grass fire, ignited Sunday, is 75% contained as of this morning. Strong winds intensified the blaze, which began near the Pause for Life animal shelter, and complicated the fire response effort. Pueblo's fire department is urging residents to sign up for its emergency SMS alert system. In other fire news, mandatory evacuation notices were sent out to residents of El Paso County Sunday afternoon. The fire forced the closure of Highway 94. Multiple emergency service workers and fire crews were sent to protect the surrounding area and aid in evacuation efforts. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and U.S. Forest Service Chief Randy Moore will be in Colorado today to talk rural fire protection. The officials will meet with Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper and Congressional Representative Joe Neguse in Boulder County. They will meet with wildfire experts to discuss fire risk and mitigation strategies, as well as federal investments in hazardous fuels management and post-wildfire restoration activities. The federal funding is part of a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law passed by Congress last year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed a flock of 35 backyard chickens have fallen victim to the highly pathogenic avian influenza this past week in Pitkin County. The outbreak was linked to an exposure the flock had with sick waterfowl, showing how easily the virus can spread from wild birds to backyard Coloradan flocks. State health officials are ramping up detection efforts among poultry flocks in Pitkin County. The Colorado Department of Agriculture is urging all bird owners from commercial to residential to reduce the chain of contact between wild and domestic birds and to report any symptoms of disease as soon as they arise. In other news, a new outdoor concert venue is in the works in Colorado Springs. The venue will feature a west-facing view of Pikes Peak and have a capacity of around 8,000 seats. The site is located near Northgate Boulevard and Interstate 25, and tentatively scheduled to open in the 2023 outdoor concert season. In a rare instance of police accountability, Teller County takes swift action against a police officer. KGNU's Ariana Proctor has more.
An off-duty Teller County deputy, Mark Bissett, was arrested on Saturday morning following an investigation for burglary, felony menacing, trespassing, and prohibited use of a weapon. Bissett had allegedly threatened a property owner and trespassed on the home in Florissant multiple times. He was later fired by the Teller County Sheriff's Office. An initial 911 call had been placed when Bissett threatened the owner with a revolver in a holster while appearing intoxicated and claiming to be the sheriff's deputy. Another 911 call was reportedly placed when Bissett returned with a rifle, forced his way inside the home, and threatened people inside. The sheriff's office put out a report condemning the behavior on Saturday. For KGNU, I'm Ariana Proctor.
A 17-year-old girl going south in the northbound lanes of the Foothills Parkway crashed her Dodge pickup into a Subaru, killing the Subaru's female passenger, and injuring the 33-year-old driver on Saturday at around 11:20 p.m. The police patrol suspect the 17-year-old driver, who sustained only minor injuries, was drunk at the time of the accident. The national weather forecast partly sunny with a high near 61 today, light wind this afternoon, mostly sunny before 10 a.m., and then mostly cloudy conditions throughout the afternoon. Tonight will stay warm in the 50s and high 40s. Tomorrow could get more windy with cloudy skies and with 23% chance of rain and temperatures in the low 50s. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.